I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today, a Colorado State University project to grow and harvest ocean macroalgae for biofuel production has got a big boost from the Department of Energy. CSU Energy Institute researcher Jason Quinn's project was one of 18 chosen for funding. Quinn, an assistant professor in the Department of Mechanical Engineering, says the long-term goal is to set adrift a set of 3-mile-long carbon fiber cables in the ocean off the coast of Washington State.
And then they're drifting south to off the coast of, you know, Southern California. The kelp is harvested at that point, and then those cables get shipped back up to Washington and get reseeded and set afloat. So it's kind of this natural floating process, and that's so that we can have access to open nutrients. You know, there's buoys and there's GPS units and there's navigation systems that are on there.
Most biomass production now occurs on land, and Quinn says this method has lots of advantages.
We're utilizing non-arable land, specifically the ocean, so there's no food versus fuel debate. You're utilizing natural nutrients that are in the ocean. You're not having to supply fertilizers. And then the third thing is that there's a huge sustainability play in terms of carbon.
Quinn will analyze the economic feasibility of the project and complete a life cycle assessment to determine the carbon savings and environmental impact of the algae farming method. The team aims to float their macroalgae harvesting cables off the coast of Washington within 3 years.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.